Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Missed a few things yesterday. Sorry about that. But as we try to recap, this caught my eye simply because it's so indicative of hoplophobia. And you probably saw this because I think it made the mainstream news. A Michigan man went to an Ann Arbor High School music recital and was openly and legally carrying a firearm. And the school choir director called the police. And they said, hey, dude, that's legal for him to do that. Well, that wasn't enough. Knowing that it was legal was not enough for choir director Stephen Lorenz. Even though police arrived to investigate and determined the man had not broken the law. Now, in Michigan, by the way, it is illegal for citizens with a pistol license to carry concealed weapons on school grounds. License holders can openly carry a pistol on school grounds. And this was verified by Sergeant Shane Dennis of Ann Arbor Police. But that was not a good that was not good enough for Brian de Blasio, who is the one that was actually having the conniption fit and showing the hoplophobic outbreak. De Blasio photographed the man carrying the holstered gun and uploaded his picture to Facebook along with two breathless little posts to go along with it. In his first little ditty, he wrote, "There's an idiot with a handgun with two magazines attending the Ann Arbor Pioneer Choral Cavalcade sitting in the 10th row. Police came in droves, escorted him out to interview him in the hallway and could do nothing based on his permit. He's now back listening to the 8th grade girls singing Hey Jude. My first experience witnessing this ridiculous show of, I don't know what. What doesn't an... Who does this at an event with hundreds of children? Who does this anywhere? America." Then he posted his second post, and he said, "I decided that the parents of 200-plus junior high and high school students might want to know they had someone with a military weapon replete with rounds of ammo watching their kids sing." He was in the front row. "After the last song about global unity and peace from the Olympics, I got up on my soapbox, literally, it was a theater box, and announced as much to the entire audience. In the lobby, the former deputy superintendent for business affairs for Ann Arbor Public Schools lectured me on how wrong it was for me to disrupt a public event, disrupting people exiting an auditorium soon after I learned who brought the weapon into the concert." And there's some stuff that is redacted. Now, in this particular case, I would have to say Mr. de Blasio should be, what should be, this was a clear-cut violation of the First Amendment. Okay? Of the part where you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. This guy, this gun carrier, had already been contacted by the police. This guy had seen this happen, and despite this fact, he still had to yell out to the theater at large, pointing this guy out. The Daily Caller contacted Mr. de Blasio, who was unapologetic over his actions, even though the man had every legal right to carry a gun. And when Mr. de Blasio was asked, was he doing anything that seemed disruptive or suspect, de Blasio said that judging his behavior is speculative. You see, Mr. de Blasio was being told in the chat room by DeCorzo that Ann Arbor is a socialist haven. A bunch of bleeding heart libtards. Libertards, excuse me. I don't want to get it wrong. Mr. de Blasio is concerned about guns being brought into schools. He says he's otherwise fine with people owning guns, but objects to them being brought into schools. He said, I would like the law to be changed so that people cannot bring firearms into schools. That much is apparent. He also told the Daily Caller that he was aware of the legality of openly carrying on school grounds before speaking to police. But he added that even if he had known that open carry was legal beforehand, I would have not responded any differently, and I would not respond any differently in the future. Well, then you're a hypocrite, sir. You are a hypocrite, and you are a hoplophobe. But you clearly need to be in a straitjacket. Clearly. Because you're afraid of an inanimate object. That's the same thing as being afraid of a book. Oh, I know a book can't launch a bullet festively downrange. But it's the same thing. Because if a book is just laying there, and nobody's got their hands on the gun, like, say, when it's in the holster, it's not going to do anything. And your whole military weapon thing. I don't know what kind of gun this guy was carrying. Military handguns, they're in every gun store you go to. I mean, if you buy any handgun out there, with the exception of the Glock 18 and the Beretta MK93 or the M93 or whatever they call it, which are fully automatic pistols, and they do make fully automatic pistols, but most handguns that you find in a gun shop are exactly configured as the military would carry them. Exactly. So your little ditty, I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to make it out like this was an assault weapon. An assault weapon in school while we're listening to Hey Jude. Oh, the humanity. Interestingly enough, there's no mention as to whether the police stayed to make sure that this carrier was observed. Apparently, you know, I'm sure there was a police presence there anyway, but they left this guy alone. And de Blasio got a dressing down from school staff, from school administrative staff, as he should have, because he tried to instigate a panic. And that is crying fire in a crowded theater. Hate to tell you that. And the only time that's legal to do is if the theater is on fire. Now, did Mr. de Blasio say that when the cops came? Because they too were carrying guns in the open. And as we have found, and as we know, and if Mr. de Blasio would take a moment to do just a little bit of reading, he would find out that concealed carry permit holders nationwide are the most law-abiding, more law-abiding than even the exalted police. If he would just take a moment. But he can't do that, you see, because he's in the bowels, deeply immersed in the bowels of hoplophobia. His fear is irrational. There are plenty of other things that you could be afraid of that do have lethal consequences if they go wrong. Fear of flying, fear of being in a car, fear of spiders. You know, probably the most honest of fears is what is, I believe it's agoraphobia, where you're afraid to go out of the house, because once you leave the house, everything is dangerous, but there's dangerous stuff in the house. But if you have agoraphobia and you have an in-ground pool, or heaven forbid, a 5-gallon bucket of sour cream where people drown inexplicably. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. President Obama was in my state the other day. And he had a few things to say. Now, there's a couple things I want to point out to you, okay? I know that with institutions of higher learning, back in the day, it was necessary for them to be segregated. I know that. I know this man, but they're still out there today, and they're still segregated. I've never understood that. So President Barack Obama was in Columbia, South Carolina, where President Barack Obama could have addressed the University of South Carolina. He could have addressed Fort Jackson, South Carolina. He could have addressed the General Assembly of South Carolina. He could have addressed the General Assembly and the governor and the lieutenant governor of South Carolina. No, he chose to address Benedict College. Benedict College is not, I mean, it's a stone's throw away from the state capitol. It's maybe three throws of a stone away from USC. A little bit further away than Fort Jackson, South Carolina. But while he was there, while he was there perpetuating the meme of racism by going to a college where not everybody could, you know, hear him, not easily accessible to everybody, while he was there, he decided to discuss the gun thing this past Friday. He was complaining that it's hard to reduce the easy availability of guns. Guns are easily available to two classifications of people, the law-abiding and the criminal. The law-abiding they're not as easily accessible for the law-abiding because we have to go through things like background checks. We have to wait. And we have to pay for the background check in some cases. Criminals just have to show some money. So if you want to know where guns are the most easily accessible, that's to the criminals themselves. And they have their own little supply. Those guns that are in the criminal supply exist in their own little stream. And we don't know how many's in there. But he was complaining about that. He said, as long as you can go into some neighborhoods and it's easier to buy a firearm than it is for you to buy a book, there are neighborhoods where it is easier for you to buy a handgun and clips than it is to buy a fresh vegetable. As long as that's the case, we're going to continue to see unnecessary violence. Now, he's describing Chicago now. He's describing Chicago. In neighborhoods, you don't ever have business zoned with residential. You don't have a business in the middle of a housing development. They fixed it to where you can't do what you want with your land. Everybody knows this. Unless, of course, you're a fence. Unless you're a purveyor of stolen goods. Then you can exist anywhere you want to. And most of the guns that exist in the criminal world are stolen. But he's describing Chicago. He's describing, you know, before they had concealed carry, and I don't know what the percentages are now. You know, in Chicago, you could be a child just standing somewhere in a corner and get hit by a crossfire or a stray round and be killed instantly. It's tragic. And where are the Sharptons when this happens? Where are the Jacksonses? Where are all those cats? Where are they? Where is Eric Holder? Why isn't Eric Holder threatening to dismantle the Chicago Police Department like he is the Ferguson Police Department? But see, it doesn't matter because unless, you know, amongst the Barack Obamas and the Eric Holders and the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons, black lives don't matter unless there's a camera there. All that aside, Barack Obama decides to come to my state and talk about failure and easy access to guns. He said, despite the failure of Congress to act, despite the failure of too many state legislators to act, in fact, in some places it goes in the opposite direction, he said, asserting that some gun rights supporters believe, we should have firearms in kindergarten and we should have machine guns, you know, in bars. And he to cap that off, he said, you think I'm exaggerating? Look at some of those laws that come up. Barack Obama obviously is a moron when it comes to guns because he's talking machine guns, he's talking clips. And, you know, just the other day, I was lamenting the fact how in the South Carolina General Assembly, it was defeated in, you know, in a landslide, the whole machine guns and bars that I wanted to see passed. gives away his hand, too. He sort of shows himself. I thought that after what happened at Sandy Hook, that would make us think about it. Which the subtext of that is, I thought I had a slam dunk on that one. But he continued, you would have thought at that point that there's got to be enough of a motivator for us to want to do something about this, but we couldn't get it done. We couldn't get it done because what happened at Sandy Hook, which is still muddy, is rare. It's very rare. And gun violence is on the decline. Gun killings are on the decline. Gun ownership is going through the roof. But he wanted the... He wanted universal background checks, which we already have background checks. The only background checks that aren't done are with private sales. Now, I know plenty of people who only buy guns privately. And, the government doesn't know who they are and what guns they may have because there's no 4473 behind that. I think that's hilarious. I've bought a few myself. I only do that if it's something I want. But most of the time I go to the gun shop and, go through the process. But he couldn't get it done with the Democrat-controlled Senate. That's the telling part. That's the telling part. The lame duck couldn't get it done. So, I don't really know exactly what you want, sir, but you didn't get what you wanted. And that's tough. That's tough. He's still having the Rose Garden conniption fit. And right now in Congress... You've got a little core of Democratic lawmakers stepping up because they want to renew the push for expanding background checks at gun shows as a way of stopping gun violence. Gun shows are their big boogeyman for the Democrats. And people, well, you know what? I'm coming up on the break. I'll tell you what there. I've already referenced this, but the blowback on this has been amusing just because of what they're saying. I find it amusing because a lot of people like me just point out the obvious and, if you can't take the obvious, maybe you ought not to open your mouth. Because that's the thing about a Second Amendment advocate. We only deal in facts and truth. If you can't take the truth, shut up. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. I've forgotten to mention that from NDFI, we're going to be joined by Eric Utrecht, because Eric has been doing a lot of stuff for the Brian Terry Foundation. I've done some stuff with it. What he's done, it makes what I've done pale in comparison, but we're going to talk about that next hour. I was talking about this thing at Benedict College with the president, which is running parallel to this latest call from Congress to expand background checks to the gun show loophole, which is, you know, first of all, the gun show loophole doesn't actually take place as much in the gun show as it does outside of the gun show. And I'm not talking about the parking lot. I'm talking about gun shows don't happen every week. They don't happen every week. So there's a whole little cottage industry that has arisen out of private gun sales. And that's what they want to regulate. They don't want to say that, because what they're basically telling you is, yes, you have property, but we want to regulate what you can do with your property and when you can sell it and how you can sell it. That's what we want to do. Now, President Obama's making these statements in Benedict, where he's describing Chicago, and at the same time you've got these Democrat lawmakers standing with Gabrielle Giffords 2 days before he's talking at Benedict to renew the push for expanding background checks. One convenient truth they want to ignore is that everybody that they want to reference passed a background check, and we talked about this last week. Jared Lee Loeffner, the nut, the sick psycho that shot Gabrielle Giffords, passed a background check. Passed the same background check that Gabrielle Giffords had to pass to get her guns. That background check did not stop him. Elliot Rogers, Santa Barbara, passed 3 background checks. Waited, 30 days in between purchases. Went to 3 classes and only used 10-round magazines. completely within the law until he started shooting people. And then that all changed. He passed a background check. He passed three of them. James Holmes passed a background check. Aaron Alexis passed a background check. If you look back in time, of the big spree shooters that we know about, the only ones that didn't pass a background check are the Columbine shooters, Klebold and Harris. Now, Obama wants to push common sense gun safety laws like background checks, which just happens to be proposed. And he said, we have tried as much as we can administratively to try to implement background checks and crack down on the illegal use of firearms, particularly handguns. That's not true. That's not true at all. If that was the case, you wouldn't be going after 855, after the 855 classification of 5.56 ammo. And, you know, that's all predicated on this idea that it can go in a handgun. I've got one for you right here. Here's an AR-15 handgun right here. Now, you didn't see it before I held it up to the camera, those of you watching on video land, but I had this artfully concealed in my pants. And see, it has the SIGTAC brace on the back of it. So it's a handgun. Now, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And they're wanting to ban 850. That's not, you know, we'll talk about that again later, I'm sure. I'm talking about it more than I want to, but I mean, some of the stuff they come up with is just so ridiculous that you can't not say something back to it. But, Barack Obama, he's talking about Chicago. That's all he's talking about. And, you know, the inconvenient truth for them here, and for Gabrielle Giffords, and what they're saying is that we're making fun of her. I'm not making fun of Gabrielle Giffords. I think that what she has done to recover is nothing short of miraculous. However, I do think, and, you know, I believe this to be the truth, I believe trotting her out to the range and sticking a gun in her hand and letting her pull the trigger one time and then snatching the gun in her hand because she barely maintained control over that gun, I believe that's cruel. And, it's not furthering your cause, Mark Kelly. Stop doing that to your wife. Stop doing that to your wife. One thing that concerned me in this last election go-around is what happened in Washington State. And it showed something, and, you know, it made me, you know, when you think about the average man out there today, the average man or woman, that thinks the system is rigged against them, things like what happened in Washington State sort of verify that, don't they? Sort of verify that. In California, where the unemployment rate is 5.4%, which is, you know, despite the doctored numbers, it's a full percentage point higher than the nation as a whole, they read about the State Employment Development Department in Sacramento hiring citizens of India to process Golden State unemployment claims. Everybody in that particular setup was hired, employed by Deloitte, a major U.S. IT company hired by the state to create and manage its unemployment insurance modernization program. Mostly Indian nationals are allowed to work here under a visa program called H-1B. Isn't that sort of pouring salt into the wound when you've got unemployed people in your state and you import people to do jobs for the state? What about the people of Washington State who had competing measures where the anti-gun, anti-liberty measure was financed largely by six people, some of them that don't even live there, and they bought freedom? Who is the lobby for the average man or woman? Who's the lobby for that? And, you know, when I'm sitting here and everything, I believe that there's a lot of things that happen in the background that, well, really, there's too many of them to keep track of them, and that's why I just propose that I have this fallback position, and whoever's coming over the hill, they get met with a wall of lead. So, I don't worry about the details too much, but, you know, right now Congress is talking about amnesty, and a lot of Republicans are going to allow amnesty. Microsoft is laying off 20,000 people. Bill Gates demands Congress increase the number of STEM workers allowed to come to the U.S. Even the Prime Minister of India is getting involved in this. Meanwhile, in the United States, 75% of the U.S. citizens with STEM degrees aren't working in STEM jobs, because they're having to fight against imported people brought in by politicians and more well-heeled people. So we've got the ruling class, we've got the elites, the 1%, and then we've got everybody else. So who's the lobby for the average American? Think about that. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota?
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Spend your life with Extendover. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA. Coming to you, well, I just said that. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I had a bunch of stuff flashing in front of my face all of a sudden. Coming to us from California, we have a timid, rare hoplophobic snowflake that in an op-ed on the LA Times, they're upset because they're proposing the National Reciprocity Act for concealed carry permit holders. They point out, and this is from the editorial board, so this means that it's not just a snowflake, it's a flurry. It's a flurry of hoplophobic snowflakes. According to this, according to them, California has some of the nation's toughest gun control laws. But the constitutional Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2015 would be a very bad policy, and the president needs to add this to his list of bills to veto. You see, Senator John Cornyn, Texas, compares a concealed carry permit to a driver's license. If you have a driver's license in Texas, you can drive in New York and Utah and other places subject to the laws of those states. And he wants to know why he shouldn't, that the same thing shouldn't be true for guns. Well, according to the editorial board of the LA Times, this is an inept comparison, and I agree with them, because there's no right to drive a car in these United States. There is a right to keep and bear arms. It's ridiculous that we have to have this discussion. But I don't think the same way the LA Times does. The LA Times thinks it's an inapt comparison because guns have a unique, troubling place in American society. And the rules that govern them differ significantly from state to state. That's the infringing part that shouldn't be happening there, LA Times. They believe that states should be able to set their own tougher control gun control standards without worrying that they'll be undermined by those of a more permissive neighbor. You see, it's like this. Well, no, let's continue on. Then we'll get to the it's like this part. The Reciprocity Act has cropped up before. And if it fails this time, it should crop up again. Now, this latest proposal would force states like New York and New Jersey and California to recognize concealed carry coming from other states, as it should be. And this is all an offshoot of Shanine Allen. Remember the young mother, the young single mother out of Pennsylvania, who got her concealed carry permit and went to New Jersey mistakenly believing that she had rights, and she got in New Jersey and she was facing 10 years in jail. And the only reason that she isn't in jail for 10 years is because of the absolute outcry that came up about it. That was the thing that was concerning. for the New Jersey people. So a lot of people in Congress looked at this and said, hey, how can this be to where a citizen who was completely legal and above board cross a state border into another state in the United States and be a felon? It was legal and easy to do in state one, but in state two, which is just across the border, it's a felony. That's like it was in Germany when there was a West and an East Germany. So these higher hurdles for issuing concealed carry permits, for the critics of this is a race to the bottom. Now, you know, here's one thing that they fail to point out. Here's one thing they fail to point out. They point to a couple of things. California requires people pass a gun safety course to qualify for concealed weapon permit. California's got 9 million gun owners, and they've got about 50,000 permits as of the last count. Now, that's probably gone up some. But they don't issue them because it's all left up to the sheriff. There's a patchwork of criteria to meet throughout the United States. So if I were to listen to a lot of people that say, well, you know, Bill, the mecca of all media is California. If I were to move to California, everything I own would have to go. I'd have to get rid of every gun I own just to live in California, because California is different. California is that rare hopophobic snowflake. Now, they say, do we really want politicians in South Dakota or Texas or South Carolina, for that matter, determining the rules on who may carry a concealed weapon in California? Well, if we were all bloodthirsty savages, I could say to you that this is a valid argument. However, that's not the case. It's not the case in California with your gun care. Your permit holders in California can carry guns legally in police departments and courthouses, and they have the same cutout and carve-out as police officers do, as law enforcement. And you would never know I was there, because I carry concealed, and I do it successfully. They believe that what might be a sensible gun law in rural Nevada would not be sensible in California, with its urbanized areas and its urban problems. I think that... you know, there's a lot of in Florida there for a while. They had a rash of killings where foreign nationals would come here and rent a car, and because of the license tags on the car, they would be targeted. And you know, everybody knows you're not flying from Holland with a gun, so they'd be targeted. But now they're afraid that with the Republicans in control of both chambers, they're going to get it passed, and it might reach the president's desk, and they're soiling themselves over this. Because if the president doesn't veto it, then what? It becomes, as they say, the law of the land. And how does the Supreme Court find this unconstitutional when it is a simple authentication and verification of the Second Amendment? How does that work? How does this work with the TSA then? You know, all these guns they seize because people forget about them in the TSA. If you're traveling from state to state, some of this stuff that happens with the TSA, and like if you fly into New York, especially New York City, LaGuardia, for example, if you fly into New York City with a gun, you have a very good chance of being turned into the cops. And you're going to get arrested. Now, let me ask you a question, all of you states that are hopophobic. While you say that you don't want to be dictated to about who can carry a gun in your state and who can't, let me ask you a question. Who are you to decide that I'm not free enough to carry a gun, and you can take it to the point where you incarcerate me for big chunks and segments of my life? Who are you? Who died and made you boss? New Jersey. Now, if your citizens, okay, if your citizens want to exist, and I know there's lots of variables in this, but if your citizens want to exist in a place where it is quite, I don't know, chilling to be a free person, That's fine and good, but you don't get to decide whether or not I get to be a free man or not. I'm not part of your system. You understand? I didn't, what is it, the blue pill, red pill? I didn't swallow any of the pills. I'm just born. And because I was born, just like everybody that lives in your oppressive states, I'm free, and I'm free to decide and have, you know, free thought as to whether or not I'm going to defend myself. So, having said all of that, where do you get off on making these decisions for me? You don't even know me. You don't even know who I am. You don't even know anything about me. And right now in California, as an example, criminals carrying guns like theirs is no tomorrow. I think in L.A., the cop-to-gang member ratio is 1-4. 1-4. And they've already got plans on making it more and more restrictive in L.A., for example, to hold a gun. And at the same time, they tell the citizens of L.A. that are not law enforcement and they're not gang members that they can't have guns, but if, when the next big earthquake hits, they need to prepare to be on their own for 3 to 4 weeks. Good luck. Good luck. Coming up next from MDFI, Eric Utrecht, on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.